All right. Thanks, Mark. The first of those, that trust and respect, might I just add there that I think that applies equally whether it's on an Indigenous community or anywhere. That's just automatic, that the community needs police, but likewise the police need the community, that the police, in my view, can't do their job without the assistance of the community that they're policing. That second aspect of the personal characteristics of police that work within communities. Can I ask you, Vanessa, I understand from what I've seen on the consultations that have taken place that this issue of the personal characteristics of the police that work within the communities or what characteristics are needed is one issue that you've given a bit of thought to. Would you like to add anything further on that of what you see as the personal characteristics of police officers that are really required to make them able to work successfully within an Indigenous community?
Robert, what I can think of at the moment is that they need to be approachable. I mean, they need to be able to be part of the community, not just the blue uniform, you know, and be in their office or their car or just in their house. They need to be able to mix with the community. One thing that I did note as well is that they do need a lot of training around child protection. I have come across in previous offices where they didn't know much about child protection. We have a child protection committee in Pomporau that involves our state police, and to have them trained in that area is good for the community because they know legislation around that area. We need them to be informative about legislation. We need them to be just active in the community, just not just with the uniform. I don't know. What Mark said sums it up a lot. Yeah. And just helpful.
Okay.
Playing football or something like that with the community, you know, it helps. You know, you just don't see the uniform. You see them as just a fellow community member.
Okay. It helps to break down the barriers.
Yeah, it does.
Can I add to that, Robert?
Sorry? Oh, Margaret. Sorry, Margaret. I was looking to see where the voice was coming from. Yes, certainly.
I must have thought it was God.
She's powerful, too.
God with a female voice.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
I just wanted to add to what
Vanessa
is saying is that in regard, I've sat on a couple of police recruitments as a member of the Island Coordinating Council, and culture and tradition are one of the key criteria that are listed in most of these positions that need to be filled. I'm just wondering, like, just how much that they can answer in the paper that they know, and we need to do the actual phone interviews or face-to-face interviews in regards to culture and tradition, but the actual orientation that takes place on ground when these people are appointed, when the police officer is taken to their community, that actually needs to be looked at. The community themselves, the actual community where that officer is going to be stationed, needs to have a say in how they view that police, I think, because I think these several positions that I looked at were mainly TI, Horn Island, and just mainly those two, yeah, that I can think of at this point in time. But they can say that, you know, they need to know the traditional and the culture on the ground in those communities. And we were lucky in our positions that the two that we sat for were actually worked out really well, and they had some dealings with us in the past. Mm. But the other thing in regards to some of the attributes that the effective policing that you've listed up on the board, there's no actual difference between a police officer in a community and someone, say, in my position as a chairperson of my community, that you need to humble yourself. You're there to serve. You're not there for your own purpose. you have a work, you have a job to do, you have to serve, you know. The whole community might not have wanted the police officer. Well, the whole community didn't want to elect me as chairperson either, but I still have to serve the whole community. And that's another thing that needs to be looked at as well. Thank you.
Right. Well, that goes back to that respect and trust, doesn't it? That they have to engender the trust of the community in them and the respect of the community for them.